Okay. Hello, Allie. Yeah. Hey, Allie. I
Hey.
hope that you're doing well today.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good over here. I'm just kind of taking a look at everything. So my understanding is this is a part-time gig for him. Is he looking to take it full-time?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys have had some trouble submitting to Google. I'm going to be honest with you. Google does not make it easy for small to medium-sized
No.
business owners for you guys. And I understand the frustration there.
It's so frustrating.
I understand, trust me, because there are snags with it and small little things. And then when you call in or attempt to call in, you're getting like some AI bot person or messaging an AI bot, like
Oh my, I
it
can't even get that far. They just send me to a website. I'm like, this isn't
can
working.
Okay. Well, we're here to help. No worries. We're going to help you out. We can get it all straightened out. So how many times have you attempted the verification, hun?
So the first one was suspended, so I tried to amend that and submitted like the business license. That didn't work. Sorry, I'm trying to turn on my TV. My son's watching TV.
That's okay. How old is your baby?
He's two.
Oh,
He
enjoy them while you
sees the fun
can,
through the
girl. They grow
eight.
up and get their own personality and their own attitude.
Yep. My 6-year-old has that going for
Oh,
her.
my 15-year-old
Got
still
that.
has it going for him too,
Oh man. Yeah, I think it only goes up. I mean,
Oh my
yeah, their attitude
gosh.
only gets better,
It literally only
right?
gets, it only, yeah. Yeah, we'll just say that it gets better.
We'll just leave it
Yeah, we're not gonna touch that. We don't wanna curse it either way, We just want
Right. I don't want to put it out in the universe, that's for sure.
Exactly. We're grateful for them, We are grateful for them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so the
So,
first time you tried to amend it and then
yeah. And then we submitted like his contractor's license. They didn't accept that. It was not approved. So I'm like, well, maybe I entered something in wrong. So then I tried to do it again, and that was suspended. So I don't even get through like setting it up. It just gets suspended right away.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You're not doing anything through a PO box, right?
What's that?
You don't have any of the documentation doesn't say PO box on it, correct?
Oh, PO box, no.
Okay. That's one of the main things that's like that will get you suspended immediately because unfortunately during COVID people just like went wild with the government's money and creating fake businesses. Excuse me. And then what happened is they stopped accepting PO boxes altogether. So that's one of the main things. But again, this isn't something that you would know. It's nothing that they told you. So it's not that Google is keeping it a secret. It's more just that they prefer for you guys to go through the premier partners. They prefer for you to deal with us and we help you, the small to medium-sized business owner, because they're dealing with the large corporations, and this, like getting the verification, figuring out what's going on, the first thing we're going to do is have you send us all the documents. And then when we submit, they're like, oh, it's Local Splash submitting on behalf of JS or whatever the case is. And then we're able to determine what it is, what piece is missing, and go ahead and get Google to approve that. If they don't approve it the first pass, which sometimes they don't, I'll tell you that, it's a 7-day turnaround, and we're able to go ahead and get a Google, what we call a Google call. So we get on a video chat with our agent at Google, or we are able to do phone verification or live verification, and we're able to get it squared away for you. We
Oh,
actually have a
cool. Okay.
human at Google that we work with.
Oh
So
my gosh, that's a relief.
yeah, so we have a human. We're dealing with a human. It's not just, I understand it can be very, very frustrating. And then the package is full service. So you guys have a website?
No, we don't.
Okay, it includes the website. It also includes the Facebook ads for social media marketing. Do you have a Facebook page?
We do.
Okay, so you know how, like, when you're on Google and you're looking for something, maybe you're looking for auto parts, or you're looking for, I don't know, any number of things that you might be on there looking for. Maybe, you know, something for the baby. And then the next time you go to Facebook, that same thing's like chasing you around the internet. It's showing up all over the place.
Yeah.
That's called retargeting. So that's automatically included with the package, with the Facebook ads, which is built into the package. So you're not paying anything additional for Facebook ads. And the cool thing is since we attach it directly to the Google listing, every time somebody goes to Google and looks for your services, if they have a Facebook page, they're being automatically retargeted the next time they go to Facebook. And we also program in for Yelp, Apple, and Bing. These are secondary destinations, but they are super important, and Google indexes them when a keyword search is done. So we want to scoop up that book of business in your backyard and all around. And the Facebook ads, we're able to get that going right away. So those Facebook calls can be coming into you guys while we're working on the Google profile and then the programming to anchor it to the first page of services.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so we don't just, like, get the Google listing up. We also provide it with the programming that puts it onto the first page, where when people are looking for electrician near me, affordable electrician, industrial electrician, all the different things, they're able to see that you guys come up as a top recommended option.
Okay.
Is that something you're interested in?
So are there, like, different packages or – so
yeah. – Yeah, there are. And that's the base package. Okay. That's like the starter package to get everything up and running. Yeah, that's the base package.
So I'll be honest with you. When something, when an ad like chases me around, I like try to avoid that place. Just saying, that's one thing I hate. Like I think it's very, I don't know. It really bugs me. I don't love that. If we did do like some kind of package with you, could we avoid that? I don't know. I think like too much in your face is not a great tactic.
Sure.
I don't love that.
So I understand what you're saying, a personal preference. I personally don't use like Google ads either. If there's a Google ad popping up, I don't particularly use that myself. I
kind of if there's an ad,
that.
I'll avoid it. But if it's sponsored, I avoid it.
Right. But that is the way that things are going. So it's included with the package. If you don't want the Facebook ads, which I do highly recommend for where you're at. I mean, I understand it's not a personal preference, but it's not like it's popping up all over the place. It's through Facebook. So it's not like it's popping up on Yelp and Apple and Bing, and you're not literally being chased by it, like how if Nike kind of, hold on a second. Are you there?
Oh, are you there?
Super strange. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was weird.
That was so strange. Gosh,
I'm glad I didn't hang up.
We're on the phone. Yeah, so I understand how it sounds when I say it like that, and I appreciate you correcting me because it is specific to the Facebook. And the advantages here, I'm gonna be honest with you. You guys are you're in North Salt Lake. You're not in the backwoods of Mississippi. You're not in some little cow town where just a Google listing is gonna do it. You're gonna need the ads in order for you guys to be relevant and for him to be able to let go of that other job and eventually take this full time. This is basically a starting point. We can't do it without the ads, but it, again, you don't have to you don't have to deal with them popping up.
I know. I don't feel like spammy, you know?
Right.
Like,
no, and it's not spammy either. It's not spammy either. That's what I'm saying, because this is the thing, is if we have over 10,000 clients across the U.S. We've been doing this for 20 years. If our clients, we're getting feedback from their clients, hey, I was being spammed by your ad, you know, we would have heard back from our clients, hey, that's not working for me. But the way that we do it, it does work. It's specific to the industry, specific to the keywords of what they're looking for, and it's specific to the places that you're targeting. So, and it's not like it's a pop-up. It literally comes through the news feed. Like when you're scrolling on Facebook and then you'll see the ad. I know that there's some of those ads where they're kind of like overwhelming. Like you'll see it two or three times when you've only scrolled like what feels like a couple of feet. You're like, gosh, can we please get past this eyelash company? I looked at it one time. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It's specific to industry and effort and what you're providing. I mean, companies that have it showing up two or three times in what I call like one good scroll, those companies have like an unending budget. Your guys' budget is $100 of the Facebook ads is going towards the social media marketing. It's enough to make a difference, but the Facebook ad clicks are between 5 and 50 cents per click. So on $100, you're not getting unlimited, but you're getting a decent amount that's going to pay for itself, if that makes sense.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it's information that's specific to your guys' company as well, Allie. So the ad is built. It's going to have, you know, it's going to have photographs. It's going to have specific services that y'all are providing. It's going to say specific things about the company. Let me do this. Yours is the one ending in 3128, right? Your phone number?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to send you one of the ads so you can see what it looks like. This is just an example. Of course, we're going to make it more specific to your company, but just so you can have a look. I just sent you a text.
Mom.
Money! That's what my family does when my son says mom, still at 15, they're all money! Like,
yeah, it's constant around here.
Yeah, okay. You know what sometimes I'll say is, I changed my name to Dad. Nobody ever calls that name.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, mom's a bad word today.
You know.
Tell me what you need here. Go find Dad. Okay, I see your ad. So what kind of documentation would you need for the Google page?
The license, the insurance. You guys can take photographs of your equipment. If he drives a specific vehicle or it's registered in the business name, you can send in that information. If you guys have created invoices for the company, you send a copy of the invoice, the business card. These are all items that we can use to verify the company. The main things are going to be the license and insurance or business registration.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The more the better.
Yeah, I mean, the more of those that you do have, cool. But the main things, like I said, is the business registration or licensing and the insurance, tax EIN number. Because what happens is when people don't have those few main things, we go with the secondary stuff and we can still get them approved with that. Like some companies are so brand new that they don't even have a license yet. Like they're still waste processing at the state level. So they'll send us their business card, their invoices, some photographs of their tools and equipment, and we're able to submit and get them verified with just that.
Okay. Okay. It'll take me a minute to gather that stuff.
We're going to be scheduling an onboarding call anyways, Allie, where the technician, it's a 20 to 30 minute phone call where the technician is going to be verifying information, keywords, services, all of those things, because we want to make sure we're setting the account up properly before we submit, and then we go ahead and submit it directly to Google, and you'll have time to get us the stuff that we need.
We send you an
email list, too. We're like, hey, this is what we're looking for. Any of the items you have on this list, please send them to us. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not like you're expected to remember all of it either. Other thing is that we give you an app. So you're able to track all the results of the package through the client dashboard and the Local Splash app. Now, what I love about the Local Splash app is it's completely manageable directly from the phone. So what I mean by that is you're able to log on. You can upload those photos directly to the local Splash app. Anytime you guys want to run a promotion, anytime you want to request a review, if you want to upload new photos for the website, you can send them over to us directly from the app as well.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one thing I don't think we went over in all of this was price point. I do have a new in business credit that I'm applying for you guys, and I want you to know that normally this package is $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, but you've already been through so much and you're so new in business, I'm going to waive the setup fee completely, and we're going to drop the monthly and lock it in at just $2.49 month to month with no contract.
$2.49 a month?
Correct.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay, I'll have to talk to my husband. I know we paid money for like Angie's List,
mm-hmm.
and one other one.
Okay.
I know of Yelp. I don't think we're paying them yet.
But don't
anyway,
pay
yeah,
Yelp.
We'll get so new to this.
Don't pay Yelp. We can offer Yelp. We offer the Yelp basic service within this. And right now for what you guys are doing, you don't need a bunch of spam. Like, we can do Yelp ads for you too. You know, the thing about this is getting the Google listing up and running and having the calls coming directly to you organically at an unlimited rate versus what they determine is best for you on pay-per-lead.
Right, okay.
And they don't tell you that Angie's List purchases a position for their company name on the first page of Google in the Google Ads, and they send that same lead out to you and some of your competitors. So instead of you sharing the lead, this is going to drive it directly to you where you have the opportunity to speak with the customer on your own terms.
I gotcha. Okay. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So should we set up a meeting? Is that what you were saying?
I can only set up the client onboarding call once I have the confirmation from you to move forward. Are you ready to move forward?
Well, I should probably talk to my husband first.
Sure.
Before I move forward.
Uh-huh. I understand. Do you want to bring him in on the call? Do you need to call him separately?
I'll call him separately.
Okay. And how do you think he's going to feel about it?
I'll have to see. I know we don't want, like, a bunch of overhead right off the bat, you know, more than
sure.
we already have with,
For
like,
sure.
insurance and
yeah.
truck and stuff. But,
it's a lot. what
yeah.
enticed you guys to go with Angie's?
I know, so his brother is actually an electrician as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2 years into his business. And he was just kind of telling us the route that he went, and he had a lot of luck with Angie's.
That's good.
So there was a lot of back and forth with my husband and
mm-hmm.
Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they came up with a deal that worked, and so.
Cool.
That's the route we took.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when you have that little nudge from, you know, another person that you trust and you know, mm-hmm. to kind of help get you there, that's understandable. Now, what's your brother's business's name, electrician?
Skinner Electric.
Is that there in North Salt Lake?
Woods Cross.
That's Mom!
I'm sorry, where?
Woods Cross.
Woods Cross. Okay.
Uh-huh. It's right next to North Salt Lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I see his Google profile. He has 5 verified reviews on Angie. Okay. All right. doesn't have a website. Got 22 reviews. Okay. Not doing too bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's even for improvement, but he's not doing bad at all for getting it up off the ground. And I'm assuming he's not paying anybody to help him with that, right?
Not with the Google page, not with any of that. Just getting the word out there, basically.
Yeah.
Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Google's definitely changed the way that they've done things in the past 18 months and kind of turned things around. And believe it or not, it is out of protection for the actual business owners like yourself who are legitimate. You know, the challenges that you're facing with getting the listing moving, they're pretty common, unfortunately, because they just prefer for you guys to kind of go with the partners for verification. But how long do you need to speak with your husband? What do you think we should do next?
I guess it just depends on what he's doing. I don't know what he's in the middle of.
Okay.
I know he's in the middle of something, which is why he sent you guys to me.
Yeah, he said he was going to need your final okay on everything anyway, so we might as well just kind of start there, you know? So I got you.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yep. Yeah, he does most of it, but
yeah,
between working and being at home, I kind of fill in a little bit here and there.
Well,
we talk about everything.
You know? Yeah, and well, you should since you're both on there. You know what I mean? But go ahead.
Is there a way to pay for, like, they were not so sure about the $249 a month. Can we pay some kind of setup fee just to get, like, Google up and running? I think that would help us a ton.
Yeah, so the very basic package is at $199 a month with just the Google profile. Again, it is month to month. Once you sign up, it's your responsibility to cancel. If you saw fit to do that. That's why I offer the $249 package, is because the basic package takes about 45 to 60 days to come to full fruition. With the $249 package, you get the added benefit of the ads and have calls coming in from the ads while we're working on the Google profile, and it's only $50 more. So everything here is sold as a package, though. When we submit you to Google, we're going to want to submit it with a website, and that's included in both packages. So,
and it's $249 a month. So if we decide, you said there's no contract, right? So if we
there's
decide,
no contract.
Like,
so if you give it a go and you decide for some reason on down the line, hey, this isn't for us anymore, the Google profile is completely yours to keep. Nobody's holding it hostage. You're the owner of it. We're simply managers. We're administration on it. We set you up as the owner. Also, anything else that we've set up for you or gotten going is 100% yours. Now, the website, you're basically renting from us. So if you chose to cancel the services, you can purchase the domain, $99 outright. You'll own the domain, but you cannot keep the content. You have to come up with content on your own, but we will go ahead and we'll go ahead and make sure that you have your domain, and you can have anybody write the content, or you could continue hosting with us for $49 a month, and we'll continue updating your website and keep it going for you. So we don't like to leave your stuff hostage if you choose to go, but 9 out of 10 of our clients, honestly, I mean, they don't cancel on profit, you know? It pays for itself, and it's 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I just want to ask all the questions.
Of course.
One thing I hate is, like, not knowing.
Oops.
Walk into
we forgot to tell you something later on. Yep, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm super upfront about this stuff, too. I just let you guys – and it's honestly, sometimes it's kind of killed a deal once in a while. People are like, well, I can't do that, or I can't – okay, well, then I don't want to sign you up because I don't want to take your money to have to turn around and give it back, or you know what I mean, or whatever the case is. Like, I want it to be a solid close, I believe that we can help you guys. I think that you're absolutely going to love the services. If the $249 is too much and you can swing the $199, we could start with the basic. The reason I start with the $249 is because it gives that 100, it drops that basic service down to $149 and gives you 100 in ads. And it really does make the difference, Allie. It really does.
Okay, so can I call you back at this number or?
Yeah, you could call it this number if you want to. You'll get a random salesperson on the floor. You'll just ask for Amy.
Oh, well,
or I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct extension.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, okay. This is Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I will try to get a hold of my husband, and then I will get right back to you.
Okay, all right. I look forward to talking with you soon, hon. You could text me, too. Like, sometimes the system gives trouble if you're not a current client. You can just text me and say, hey, I'm ready to talk now, and I'll get it right away, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm here for you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.